to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. I pray that the broadcast each day is a blessing to you, informative, challenging, and inspirational as we attempt to bring the truth of the Word of God. We're talking about today an issue that I believe we need to all understand, recognize, and be able to embrace and be able to discern the difference between false theology, false preaching, false teaching, and the truth of the Word of God. We're talking about an issue that I believe is imperative for every listener. How to identify false teachers. You say, well, I know how to. I can recognize a false teacher. Can you? Is it possible that the false teaching is so closely aligned with the truth that you're getting a little bit of truth and a whole lot of false, or a little bit of false admixtures with the truth? So, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're going today. That's what we're talking about. I'd love to hear you and your response, your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. Immediately after a brief monologue, we're going to open the telephone lines and invite you to call. Lest I forget it, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. Let me just open by doing a parallel and a scenario that I believe you would recognize. Today, our nation, ladies and gentlemen, appears to be filled with false, phony, so-called Americans. Not too long ago, we had a flack in our community because we placed on our LED monitor on the street asking the question, can Democrats be true Americans? And yet we had on some of the national, international broadcast on television, the question was not just, the statement was not just a question, it was a fact that the Democrats cannot be true Americans based on what they're saying and doing. They're filled with false, phony statements, ladies and gentlemen, that delude the truth in our nation. Those are the words and the deeds that show forth that they are not true Americans. Those that will suggest that somehow, some way, President Trump ought to be assassinated. As recently, the former FBI Director James Comey, in his so-called ignorance, so-called innocence, where he formed the little small seashells on the beach that says 8647, an indication to Deep Six is what it is called, 8647, an invitation to assassinate President Trump. And others, ladies and gentlemen, that reject the protection and preserving of America. Those that reject DOGE and say that there's no point in it, that it is harmful, destroying our democracy, as some say it, because you're finding waste, fraud, and abuse. I could go on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen, but all of this makes evidence that there's not an alliance and an allegiance to the United States of America. So also we have multitudes today in the realm of theology and doctrine and biblical preaching and teaching, supposedly, that are false teachers. Jesus called them wolves in sheep's clothing. Matthew the 7th chapter, verse 13 through verse 23. We're going to talk about that today, but let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus says, as he's speaking to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. Thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117:2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. Yet we have those that will deny the truth, reject the truth, be repulsed by the truth, and try to somehow, some way, bifurcate the truth. It goes back to the one that I simply call the secularist. He was a secularist, George Orwell, in his book, dystopian novel, 1984, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. I'm here to announce, if you've not heard it before, truth cannot be bifurcated. Truth cannot be modified. Truth cannot be changed. It's either truth or it's a lie, one or the other. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said this: what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a sad, sad, sad statement about our churches in America. This is the reason it's so important for us to be able to recognize false teaching, false preaching, that which is antithetical to the Word of God. One headline reads, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. You have to go back to what is truth. Jesus said, I am truth. Thy word is truth. But yet 55% of the millennials today say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. There cannot be but one version of truth. You can't have different nuances of truth. You cannot have different versions of truth. It is either truth or it's not. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day, that we seek the truth, love it, live it, and defend it each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no other way but the truth way, as I call it, and the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God is the truth book. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, well, how do I find that? Ladies and gentlemen, it's right at the intersection of the 295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. On the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're going to open our telephone lines in just a moment and invite you to call in. We've got around the roundtable today. Dr. Neil Phelps. Dr. Phelps is with us. We're going to be talking about how to identify false teachers. We've also got with us Dr. Glenn Davis around the roundtable today. We're thankful to have the two of them. We may be having a little difficulties, I think, with the headset and the microphone for Dr. Davis. So if he sounds like he's far away, that's because he's trying to speak loud enough that it'll pick up on one of our other microphones so that you can still hear the dialogue and discussion that we're going to have about the question, how to identify false teachers. So I'm thankful that we have that privilege today. We're going to be talking about it. By the way, during the course of the broadcast, we'll introduce one of Dr. Phelps' latest books, The Seven Isms That Lead to Apostasy and the Biblical Answer to That. Some of the things we'll talk about today, we'll be talking about something that's in his book. For example, in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their own imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. I think we could use that as a pretty much summary statement of what is happening with the false teachings and the false teachers today. They claim to have a relationship to God through Jesus Christ, but yet deny the truth of the Word of God. In fact, one pastor recently said, when it was asked something about using a biblical text, he said, I don't think we need to rely on the Bible. We can just talk about our experiences. There's a major problem with that. Experience has nothing to do with the reality of what God's Word says. You might have an experience because you had bad pizza. That doesn't make it a fact that that's what we need to tell everybody about, is your bad pizza and your heartburn as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, multitudes today of the false, phony preachers, teachers that are simply wanting to make merchandise of the flock. In fact, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 3 says that the false teacher, by the way, listen, if I can encourage you, if there's one chapter in all of the Bible, 22 verses, in chapter 2 of 2 Peter, read those 22 verses, study them diligently, and I believe that's one of the most identifying texts in all of the Bible to identify a false teacher, a false preacher, a false theologian, one that is not identifying what the Scripture says, but simply talking about that which is false, phony, and fallacious. It is sad, sad, sad truth today, ladies and gentlemen, that most of the false teachers are preaching and teaching because of how you, the listener, you, the one that will embrace it, having itching ears, heaping to yourselves, the Scripture says in the Timothy text, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, heaping to yourselves, teachers, having itching ears. Because we live in a woke culture today, a culture that wants to hear some nuance of something that's new, some nuance of something that is unusual, some nuance of something that has never been heard before. There are those that write entire books on fictitious, phony, philosophical rhetoric, and it is not found in the Scripture. There's some that teach how to be saved that's not found in the Scripture, theologically, doctrinally untrue, and not biblically sound whatsoever. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's some of the things we'll talk about. And let me remind you, if you call in today, ask a question, join in the dialogue and discussion, and then leave your name and address with Roger, we can send you free, and we'll even pay the postage, The Seven Isms That Lead to Apostasy and the Biblical Answer. It's a very brief book. It's not but about 100-plus pages, but very, very, very needful and necessary. And it identifies some of the things we'll talk about today. Dr. Phelps published it through the university just a few months back. And I believe it would be a real blessing in the hands of each of the listeners. It is not an expensive book. It's a $12.99 book. We'll send it to you free. We'll pay the postage. We'd love to have it in your hands. So call in today, and if you're interested in the book, after you've asked the question, stay on the line and leave your information with Roger, that he'll give that to me, that we'll know how to send you the book. That's what we want to do today, because I believe it is so vital, so needful, so necessary for you to hear this broadcast today, for you to participate in this broadcast today. When we ask the question, I make the statement, how to identify false teachers. In fact, in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, 7, 8, and 9, the Apostle Paul chiding, condemning, and challenging the believers at Galatia, challenged them for coming, falling in for a different gospel, a different doctrine, a different teaching than they had gotten saved from. And I believe we have perhaps some today that's listening. You've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. You know that you're saved. You followed him in believer's baptism. But it is somehow, some way, you have devolved into the position that you're in a church that I call it the woke church, with a woke preacher with a false, phony theology and doctrine, because that's what the culture is looking for today. And you perhaps have not gotten deep enough and mature enough in the truth of the Word of God that you're willing to stay there and believe that and follow that. In fact, may I just do a little parenthetical footnote before we go further and ask Dr. Phelps and Dr. Davis some questions that I'd like to have them identify and talk with us about today. There are a lot of parents, a lot of grandparents that have adult children, adult grandchildren, that want you to go to church with them, and you as a parent or a grandparent are wanting to appease them, and so you go to one of the rock and roll churches. You tolerate the music. You sit in unbelief as to what's being said that's called the gospel being preached from the pulpit, but you tolerate it because I had one parent to say, well, I want to satisfy my son or daughter. I want to go to church with them because that's where they go, and they want me to be with them. Ladies and gentlemen, it should be where the mature adult, the mature Christian, leads out in following truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Being in a church where the gospel is proclaimed, being in a church where the music edifies and honors the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the main thing that I want us to understand. But Dr. Phelps, there are some that will teach that Jesus is not divine, that he's not God. In fact, the Pope said that, Pope Francis said that in March of 2023, that Jesus Christ is not God, he's not divine at all. Dr. Robert Morris, that was at one time the pastor of one of the major mega churches in America, made that statement, that Jesus Christ's divinity was left in heaven. He didn't become divine again until he ascended back into heaven. Dr. Phelps, thank you for being here. Take a moment and speak to that issue, and then we'll open our lines and take our first caller.
The Bible teaches us that Jesus is eternal in his existence. In fact, the book of John begins with that teaching that Jesus was with the Father in the beginning, and when he came into this world, he took upon him the nature of a man. Human nature. According to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9, it says he was made a little lower than the angels. That's where we are. We're on that level. That's the level of being a man. He became a man, but he did not give up his deity. And when we say in our church that he is the God-man,
that's right.
He's 100% God and 100% man. He is all man. And that is a truth that's taught throughout the New Testament scriptures. And I will mention also that the book of 1 John, the epistle of John, speaks to that truth of the Word of God. The Bible tells us, he that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. And that's one of the problems that we have with false teachers today. They deny the virgin birth of Christ. They deny the truth about Jesus becoming flesh. And John speaks to that as well. The truth is taught throughout the epistles of the Apostle Paul. And Paul believed that Jesus is the Messiah, the God-man. And when he talked about that in the book of Philippians, he said that Jesus lowered himself to become a man, but he took upon him, he added to deity. He did not subtract anything, but he added deity. He became a man. He humbled himself, became obedient unto death. You see, Jesus had to have a human body in order to be our Savior, in order to be our sacrificial offering at the cross.
Absolutely.
So wonderful it is. We have the truth of the Word of God. We should believe what God tells us and reject all that is false.
Absolutely. Dr. Phelps, you touched it because of the Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, that Jesus in his divinity left heaven's glory to come to earth's gloom, as I stated. And the scripture says, as you so adequately pointed out, he took upon himself, that's an addition, not a diminution. It's an addition. He is deity, and added to that deity is his flesh, took upon himself the form of man. And that word form there is the little Greek word M-O-R-P-H-E, pronounced morphe. He took upon him, and we get our word mannequin from that text, from that word. He took upon himself the outward appearance, the look of man. He wept, he slept, he hungered. All of the attributes of man, Jesus Christ was added to himself as God. He added these elements, these characteristics to his deity. And so therefore he is fully God and fully man. Go ahead.
In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the Apostle Paul summed it up, the whole story of the first advent of Christ, by saying, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory."
Amen. Summarization of it.
The whole story of the first advent.
I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. John Blood, and good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, good morning. Go ahead.
Yes. Dr. John Blood, number one, I know you were saying about we are a republic. We are not a democracy, number one. Number two, it's not the Democrats. They're talking about the Christians. Head to the no, because number one, they're trying to destroy the Bible in America. And the Bible was founded on the Bible. This republic was founded on the Bible. So I can't understand a Democrat or a Christian. Heck no.
One of the things that we need to understand, Kenneth, and many that's listening, they may not be able to embrace that, to grasp that, because they're looking at a political party, and they're placing their confidence and trust in that party, and so they just simply go the direction of that party, not recognizing and realizing where that party stands, many times, if not most of the time, is antithetical to what the Word of God says. So we need to recognize that. But the major thing is, I believe as we're talking today, talking about how to identify a false teacher. A false teacher, for the first thing, the major thing, and I've always advocated this for less than 100 years now. If you want to know what is a cult, if you want to know what is a false religion, ask the question, who is Jesus Christ? Jehovah's Witnesses, for example, say he's a good man, he's a good teacher, he's a good example. But when you say Jesus Christ is God come into flesh, they reject that. They do not believe, they, the Jehovah's Witness, do not embrace, do not recognize, and do not believe that Jesus Christ is deity. He is God. He, in their sight, is just a good man, a good teacher that came into the world to be our example. That's simply untrue biblically. So to identify a false teacher, or to identify what has come to be simply known as a Christian cult or cultism, we need to ask the question first, who is Jesus Christ? Now, Dr. Davis is with us, and if he sounds like he's a little far away, it's because his headset is not working properly today. Dr. Davis, what say you about that key element, that major, major, major factor of what is to be said when a person rejects that Jesus Christ is God?
Well, first I want to say good morning to everyone that are listening on today, and certainly we want to apologize for the technical difficulties that we are having, but I thank God that I'm kind of used to this because there are some times that I have to go places where they have a poor mic system, PA system, and I have to eat my Cheerios and turn up the volume on my voice. Amen. So, I mean, you know, I'm kind of used to this. Mm-hmm. So I tune the world out and I tune Jesus Christ in.
Amen.
So this is what we have to do on today. But what we have to understand, there are two ways to identify false teachers that I have listed. Mm-hmm. But let me go on to say, before I go down into that, it's our fault. I'm talking about the so-called Christians today. There are many that are confessing Jesus Christ but are not living the life. And this is the reason why some people in the world don't know where to go. They don't know what to do because they simply don't see the fruit bearing in our lives the way that it should be. But two things I have listed, the way that we can recognize false teachers, is that they take advantage on the spiritually immature.
That's right. That's the key.
And the second thing is that they use distorted interpretations of Scripture on those who are not firmly established in the truth. Now, 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us that we ought to study to show ourselves approved, a workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
If we simply do that, we can refute a lot of these things that are going on today. We can neutralize the attacks of the enemy if we simply do what God has commanded us to do. But because we are failing and we're sitting down on the stool of do nothing, and I'm not talking about us here sitting in this circle, because I know that we here today, and I know a few others that are doing all that they can do to get the truth out there. But what's happening is once we go out and preach, and it happens in all of our churches right now, we're preaching the truth from our hearts, deep down within our soul, because we know the truth, because that same truth has already set us free. So we can be witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ on today. But what's happening is once that they hear the truth preached or taught in the churches today, and let me say this too, every building that's been built in recognition and honor to the glory of God, they don't do that on today. They simply are doing everything except that. And it's a shame to say that on today. You know, I say that with a heart full of, let me say, white hot anger today, because I experienced that a lot around Folkestone, Georgia, and the other places where I'm going out to minister. When I get to those places and I see people that are not living right, and some of the pastors up in the pulpit are preaching things that are not in the scripture, well, this reminds me of the way that they set up cults, because world religions and cults are built around elements of the truth of scripture, but then they turn around and add other things in there to distort the truth. And that's the thing that throws all the people off track. They don't know what to do, what to believe when it comes down to scripture. So then this is what called them to live life in error. So this is why we have to continue today. And we're talking about those who really know the truth.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you what the scripture says in Revelation chapter 12. And this is verse 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, that's talking about Israel, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, that's the church, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's the true church.
That's right. Well, one of the major things that we find, Dr. Davis and Dr. Phelps, is so often there's a deviation from it and just an element of truth enough for people to believe it. I believe we had forgotten Kenneth is out there listening. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Looking forward to what God is going to say to your heart today as we continue to face the issues and talk about how to identify false teachers. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about how to identify false teachers. One of the major things we have as we talk about the false teachers, the false teacher is not going to come and say, I'm a false teacher and I'm here to fleece you. I'm here to take your money. I'm here to gain, gather, and get all I can from you. It's a matter of taking the element of truth and spinning it, adding to it. There are teachers today that can celebrate the Lord's Supper, and in celebration of the Lord's Supper, there's one that comes on international television. Joseph Prince says that the Lord's Supper, celebrating the communion service, guarantees you that all of your healing is available, guarantees you that your prosperity and all that God has for you, all encapsulated in the celebration of the Lord's Supper. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an absolute demonic lie. That is not true at all. and yet that's been promulgated and pushed through his broadcast saying, in fact, he's selling, Joseph Prince Ministry sells you the little kits that you can celebrate the Lord's Supper every day, morning, noon, and night if you like to, because the more you celebrate the Lord's Supper, the more blessings you're going to receive and the more health, wealth, and wisdom God's going to give you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue to talk about how to identify the false teacher, but hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.